Hallelujah, hallelujah. Greetings. Good morning from the North of England and God bless you. This is me, James Glory, with a morning message for you. Firstly, I have a tremendously sad piece of news for you. My iPhone, which I usually use to upload my boos and respond in kind, etc., etc., has unfortunately got damp and is not broken as such, but has decided, oh dear, that the screen is very dark and it doesn't seem to load the battery. Now, for me, to replace this iPhone is, nigh impossible. And I'm almost wondering if you know, because I'm now grieving. It's almost pathetic, but I'm grieving over my iPhone. And I know there are many iPhone users out there because, you know, obviously initially audio was very much iPhone orientated, you know, and having been part of the Audio Boo family for quite some time, you'll know what I mean. I'm heartbroken. I really am. I don't know what to do. I can't afford to replace it. This is, I asked for a spare laptop the other week. I'm running on an old Dell Inspiron 1300 that's held together by masking tape and prayer. I don't know what to do, but anyway, not to worry. Thank you to all new followers and all the private messages, and also thank you to Stephen Fry for his lovely private message. That was very kind of him, and it is good. I love the new private messaging service, and once I get my new laptop, I shall be reciprocating to many people, especially those like Mark Rock and Phil Campbell and all my friends. You know who you are. Do you know, today we often worry about what we need, like I've just expressed, but God has already done everything that we need. According to the Word of God, the same power that raised Christ from the dead is at work in us. Now, don't you switch this off. You wait. Ephesians chapter 1 tells us that we've already been blessed with every blessing. Faith isn't just believing God to do something in the future. It's believing he has already done it by his grace. Now, in Hebrews 11, it tells us that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things unseen. Do you understand that? Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things unseen. Look, it's present tense. He has already done it. Faith isn't just believing to do something in the future. It's believing he's already done it. Yes, present tense. God's part has already been done. The quickening power. Quickening means being brought alive. It says, you he hath quickened in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 6, okay? The quickening power of the Lord has already been purchased by the way of Christ rising from the dead. And if you were in Christ Jesus, your spirit is alive as it possibly could be. Your body has his resurrection power on the inside of it. I think that's wonderful. And in the spirit realm of things, we've been made alive, and by faith we can draw out that power in prayer. Today we need to start saying, Father, I thank you that I do have a resurrection power alive on the inside to me. And by thy word I take my authority and speak these things to come to pass. Attitude is important today, brothers and sisters. Attitude is important. Now Philemon 1:6 tells us, it says, that the communication of thy faith may become effectual or effective by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. So today we acknowledge, understand and believe that the power of Christ is in us and our faith works. Hallelujah. We are as Jesus is in the spirit realm. And it's inside us. Hallelujah. We've been changed by grace through faith. And we're sat in heavenly places. I think that's wonderful. Now, I want to talk to you about something else today. Now, I used to talk a lot about in the tongue is the power of life and death. We have fantastic speakers. Incredibly eloquent, verbal masterpiece painters, like for example Stephen Fry on here, who know how to utilize their words. They know that linguistically they have a lash in their hand and they can shepherd the sheep where they want them to go. Now it's the same with the word of God. Christ was the good shepherd, and his words, according to John 17, which says, "Thy word is truth." Also, Jesus said to his disciples, "You're clean because of the words I've spoken to you." Obviously then, the word of God, if it is the word of God and you believe that, which I certainly do, then therefore speaking the word of God into your situation will obviously make a difference, because obviously again your body and creation has to fall in line with the word of God. So today it's time to start saying, "I am more than a conqueror," hallelujah, through Christ Jesus, "that I am the head, not the tail, above and never below, a city on the hill, the salt of the earth." Yes, it's time to get the word of God. It describes it as a sword that separates even the dividing asunder of bone and marrow. It's that close, that powerful. Today, the word of God can be your shield. Are you struggling financially? The Bible tells us in Deuteronomy 8 about that is, you know, he doesn't give you power and wealth, but he gives you the power to get wealth because you're blessed. Also, in Peter, the book of Peter, it tells us that by the stripes of Jesus you were healed. Not are, but were healed. You see, your faith is like a domino effect. You know where they set up the dominoes? If you believe with your heart, hallelujah, you speak in faith, these things will happen, because these temporal things have to line up with the word of God. They simply have to. We can't explain it DNA wise or cellular level, but we just know and believe that if God says something, and if God is God, then it stands to reason that what he says is, and what we think isn't is. Remember, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things yet unseen. Today, speak the word of God into your situations. Confess your doubt. We are carnal creatures, and doubt is something that plagues us and curses us. It's part of our human fallen makeup. Today, say, "God, oh God, I know that I'd find it hard to believe in the midst of my financial, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual situations. I find it hard to believe. However, I'm making a stand. I draw a line in the sand today. I stand on your word. I dust off. I blow the dust off the cover of my Bible on the shelf in the back room. And I get it out. And I'm going to start to claim some of those promises today." I recommend you do that, guys. Because God is faithful. The Bible tells us that he cannot and does not lie. Today, may the word of God dwell richly in your heart. And use the S3R principle. You speak, release, receive and rejoice. You speak the promises of God. You release that power through faith. You receive the blessings, and then you rejoice and give him all the glory. Hallelujah. This is James Glory. Huddersfield, West Yorkshire, in the north of England, blessing you today. Can I recommend also Phil Campbell's blog? Incredible, beyond my technical understanding, but it's still very good. God bless you, and look forward to looking at and enjoying your booze. Bye.